T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Say a few days ago, though, you did have a sense that this was a pandemic that was coming. So why was the United States not prepared with more testing?
We were very prepared. The only thing we weren't prepared for was the media.
Oh, boy. A little bit of honesty goes a long way in the White House press briefing room, and the mainstream media does not like it. They don't want you to talk about their lack of honest reporting on all of this. We're lucky to have Chanel Rione with us again this morning. Right. She is, of course, the chief White House correspondent for One American News. Chanel, great to have you back on.
Hi, Mark. Great to be back.
Absolutely. You had a little tiff with some of your fellow journalists up there yesterday, correct?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it a tiff. If someone who sides with the communist government is upset at you, that might be something a little more serious. But my question to the president was the last question posed that he answered, and it was questioning the level of concern that the American people should probably have with regards to that White House press corps and the mainstream media, and how it consistently sides with foreign state actor narratives just to oppose this president and everything that his administration is trying to do. And what's worse, they oppose him just for the sake of opposing him, and they do so in a time of crisis. This is something that's absolutely appalling. It's unacceptable. And the American people deserve to have a more balanced array of journalists who have exclusive access to the president. Right now, only 25 reporters are sitting in that briefing room now because of the social distancing rules. And so it's very needed to make sure that we are not repeating Chinese Communist Party propaganda by saying it's racist to call this the Chinese flu. It's very important that we don't side with ISIS by defending by repeating Iranian narratives about how, you know, Qassem Soleimani was a great hero and scholar. These are the kinds of things that really came to our head yesterday.
Well, I appreciate somebody having the guts to stand up and say it. And by the time, I loved what you put out on Twitter, by the time you got back to your desk there in the White House press briefing room, and these are tiny little cubicles that are assigned to each network because I've been in there and seen it, you found a printed out piece of paper on your desk questioning whether and what your question had to do with solving this problem.
Yes. So the question was, do you think your question was helpful in halting the spread of the coronavirus? Now, this just demonstrates the level of self-inflated importance that these journalists have. They think that a single question can halt the coronavirus, just the power of their question. That's absurd. So I responded. I wrote a nice little note. I signed it. Unlike the kind person who drafted their anonymous note. And my response essentially was, they are fake news. When fake news loses, America wins. And they lose because they lie. No question can halt or advance a virus.
I agree with you completely. At the same time you're asking that question, Jim Acosta is tweeting out, the president once again referred to it as a Chinese virus. What does this have to do with anything? And, you know, I pointed out that when I was a kid, I was worried about getting the German measles. But clearly something's changed in the preceding 40 years. You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Well, my first question to the president yesterday was a bit tongue-in-cheek, and it was to make my point. And my question was, I opened with, do you believe that the term Chinese food is racist because it has origins in China? And his answer, very logically, was no. And some people will say this is a false equivalency. If I hear any logic geeks out there or debate geeks out there, that's not a false equivalency. We are talking about a practice in virology where if a virus is found in a certain region, before it receives a scientific name, you get the region's attached name to the virus. Remember West Nile virus? Did we have anybody running around waving their arms saying it's racist to the West Nileans? I don't think so.
That's for why, you know, I'm glad that you're asking it. And of course, you were immediately jumped upon by all of the left wing media, the Daily Beast, Vanity Fair, even The Hill had an article on there about you being roasted for asking him about the Chinese food is racist. I mean, it's so logical, but they don't want anybody who pushes back on that to be part of their tight knit little group. Good for you, Chanel. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for highlighting it also. It's sweet of them to think that I was somehow roasted. I think I woke up this morning with about 25,000 new followers and more viewers for OAN. By the way, if you want to watch more of this kind of content, go to OANN.com. We have weekly deep dive investigations and specials. This coming week, my colleague Jen Pellegrino is putting out an amazing special on Sold in America on human trafficking. And again, that's what our purpose is as a network. OAN's purpose is to make sure that we are providing a balanced viewpoint at the White House. And right now, it is not balanced. It is a majority left-leaning organization, the White House Correspondents Association. They decide who sits in those seats. They decide who sits where. And when you have a liberal media network all colluding with each other, it ruffles them immensely that anybody dare talk against their set of precious narratives. And they're very fragile when you just scratch the surface. When you look at the responses I've been getting out of this, it's interesting. And I won't post all of them, but it's funny how the opposition, when they're just apoplectic, their vocabulary narrows down to a few F and C words that they really don't waver from. They are very limited in their vocabulary when their minds go apoplectic.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. It's enjoyable to watch when they do that. And you're right, because the Press Association went to court to protect Jim Acosta when his press credential got pulled. Instead of standing up and saying to some of these organizations, here's what we need to do. We need to make sure we're sending people who aren't just standing up here to make themselves part of the story, but are asking questions to get the president's stated position on that issue.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that I think they've lost sight of the fact that that room, that press briefing room, belonged to the American people, not to the select few who went to these elite leftist journalism schools and have an agenda.
Well, listen, Chanel, keep up the great work, and we will continue to follow you there, One American News, and, of course, follow her on Twitter as well, at Chanel Rion there on Twitter, and you can enjoy her giving it back to those folks in the White House press briefing room. Thank you for doing that.
Get more at 971talk.com.